Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Imagine if WWE had done a few Royal Rumbles and then they just vanished. We'd all be sad pandas, our favourite event, just vanishing into the dust. Thankfully, this did survive, but I tell you, not everything is so lucky, which must be what Kylie Minogue was singing about. Just to draw a line under it too, though, that's right. My name is Simon Miller. Welcome to What Culture Wrestling. This is 10 awesome ideas WWE just stopped doing. Number 10, women exclusive pay-per-views. All premium live events, to use the proper term, and I do understand that this is tough, because in a dream world, you want to get to a big old show, and you have a good balance of men's wrestlers, and you have a good balance of women's wrestlers, because good wrestling is good wrestling, and we just smash it all together. Thing is, though, after years in the cold, or not being treated equally, we do need to shine a bigger light on the female talent, which is why doing an exclusive women's pay-per-view premium live event was a really good idea. I remember the Evolution event as well, and I thought it was super duper fun, and sure, it wasn't the greatest thing you'd ever seen, but it did make me go, well, if we did with this the first one, what could we do with the second one? Then it just never happened. Triple H actually did address this on a press call way back in 2021, and he just said, well, actually, in my opinion, it doesn't feel like something that's must-have at the moment. Fingers crossed, though, we do keep doing what we have been doing in 2023 and 2024, because in WWE especially, the women do seem to be featured more. Yeah, keep on doing this. Number 9, the Intercontinental Title Cup. I like a good wrestling tournament. I thought AEW's Continental Classic was great. And way back in 2013, when WWE said, oh, hey, we're going to do the Intercontinental Cup, I thought, yeah, the name is ridiculous, but I want it. Of course, the winner would get a shot at the Intercontinental Champion. And while it wasn't going to be a round robin, it would be single elimination. That's good enough for me. Wade Barrett was the champion too, and we were going to have Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler and Randy Orton. And just as it was about to start, it didn't happen. And that was that. If for whatever reason WWE just decided they'd rather do Wade versus Bo Dallas for that championship, and we never heard about this again. But look, recently, as I am talking to you, we did the US title tournament to find a challenger for Logan Paul, and that worked out great. So let's just do it on the other show. I mean, it's painfully obvious. Number 8, unique stage designs. So I'm just going to say it right away. Backlash 2000 or 2001, I've forgotten now. But those swinging blades, my word. I still think about them all the time. Now obviously, we do get this for WrestleMania and the odd Saudi Arabia show. But mostly, what we have done from Raw and SmackDown in terms of staging, well, that's your loss. Now, let's be fair. When you do take a step back and look at that, it is damn impressive. But because we are nerd fans, there's just something so fun about going to a big old show and being like, tee-hee-hee, what's it going to look like? It's why these days, when WWE scales things right back like they did for the Royal Rumble, people lose their minds. It just gives everything a different feel. Doesn't sound like it's going to change anytime soon, though. And actually, maybe WWE does have the balance right at the moment. But don't you tell me, it's a cost-cutting measure. They've got all the cash and then some. Number 7, the Royal Rumble Tumbler. So we are in proper geek territory now. Because really, let's ask the question, who actually cares about this? Well, I do. I'm that guy. Given that the Royal Rumble does have 30 entrants, though, we would have these hilarious backstage skits on Raw and SmackDown, where a wrestler would find the Royal Rumble tumbler, and they'd quite literally pick their number out of it, and you wouldn't actually see it, and they'd go like, ugh, and they'd walk off all upset, or they'd be like, woohoo, and they'd be happy. And like, don't get me wrong, it was super silly and over the top, but that is why it was so good. And then just over the passages of time, WWE decided to phase it out. I'll be honest with you though, mainly when it does come to the Rumble, I'd actually like to know zero people who are in the damn thing. Because the surprise element is so good. I mean, even if it was Takumi Shinoku, I'd still lose my mind. Number 6, Cesaro is a Paul Heyman guy. So something definitely happened here, and Claudio Castagnoli has even discussed this in interviews, in the sense he thought it was going to be a big deal, then it was kind of just an asterisk. So maybe one day we will find out about this. And when the Swiss Superman was in the WWE, you all know the story. Vince McMahon said it on the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast. He just didn't seem to like Cesaro, which to me is totally crazy. Now, a very large reason for this could be because he was perceived not to be very good on a microphone, but that's why in 2013, when we teamed him with Paul Heyman, it was like, oh my gosh, this is the magic sauce. Paul can be his mouthpiece, and now we can zoom to the moon. Do you know what we did, though? We had Cesaro lose a bunch of matches when Paul Heyman decided, nah, I don't want to do this anymore, from a storyline point of view, and we just dropped it. So talk about not living up to the potential. We could have done loads with this. We just didn't. Number five, cinematic matches. Now, these absolutely had to go away because they were a mainstay during the pandemic era, because we had to think of ideas outside the box. And genuinely, across the board, round of applause, every promotion did great. I really don't think that you have to treat these as an all or nothing situation, though. So if we could pepper them in throughout the year, well, that would get me excited. It broke about Hardy was absolutely the dude who launched them in terms of modern day wrestling, but we remember the Boneyard match and the Firefly Funhouse match. I mean, they still sit within my tum-tum, so they definitely ticked a box. And actually, to get a talking point going, you probably could compare what the Bloodline has done to some of these. Like, I know they're not filmed all differently, but you did have a lot of in-ring drama. Maybe we just need more of that. I mean, ultimately, we just have so much wrestling throughout a 365-day period. You should be able to get super-duper creative with it. Number four, 8K entrances. There is a small chance that by the time you see this, we do go back to these. The backstage land of WWE is a-changing. Because recently in the company, head of production Kevin Dunn has left, and he was there for 40 years. So maybe it was he that wasn't a fan of 8K cameras, and now they can finally come back. If you've never seen it as well, absolutely go and hunt these down when WWE did use them for some entrances. Like when Roman Reigns made his grand walk down the aisle, it kind of looked like something from a video game. And again, once again, we kind of did this in the pandemic because it did give us something different. We didn't have live fans. But it was just so cool to look at. It was like alien technology. Doesn't even have to be a week-to-week thing either. You could just use it for events like WrestleMania. So you know what we have to do. We cross our fingers and we hope. Number three, the Mae Young Classic. I mean, at least we got some of these, unlike the Intercontinental Cup. But once again, where'd they go? Because there were two Mae Young Classics, and I have fond memories of these, especially because they were really good at launching the Superstars of Tomorrow. Which should be entirely the point. Also, look at some of the people that went through these. Raquel Rodriguez, Rhea Ripley, Kairi Sane, Toni Storm. And you had outside legends too. Serena Deeb even popped up. It's also something that can be done annually and fits in perfectly with NXT. And it just means you can crown someone and they can walk out and be like, oh my gosh, I'm great now because I won a damn tournament. I do want to point out that once again, it was the pandemic that killed the third entry. But we've mentioned AEW C2 and that US title tournament. Feels like the time is now. Number two, Titantron entrance videos. I mean, look at this back and forth. When The Rock came back in January 2024 on Raw, his Titantron video was just The Rock emblazed on that big screen. Once again, it did kind of work. When you saw the social media clips, you're like, it's good advertising. When Logan Paul turned up on that week's SmackDown, though, he had a proper old school Tron. It was him doing a bunch of his moves. I'm going to tell you directly, it was really energetic and fun. It also got people talking, because if you were watching wrestling back in the day, everybody had one of these, and it meant if you were a brand new viewer, you could see one dude crushing another dude and be like, wow, he looks really awesome, I'll support him. It also brought a really unique quality to every single wrestler, and it gave them a personality, because it was just another way to get them over. So yes, it is a little bit of a shame that nowadays everything is copy and paste, but I do understand. And once again, you can't say, well, WWE just wants to save money. But why would they just do it for Logan Paul? I mean, he probably costs a pretty penny too. Number one, Taboo Tuesday. Or Cyber Sunday, pick whatever you want. I just thought this was always such a fun spin for a WWE pay-per-view premium live event, because you quite literally didn't know what was going to happen. So you were on the edge of your seat, or you were relaxed. Your choice. It was all based on voting, and I think WWE management took it literally, because there's an amazing story out there where Chris Jericho was going to have an Intercontinental title match. Everybody thought Batista would get chosen, and then Shelton Benjamin won. It was like, well, what do we do? Shelton actually went out there and won the damn thing as well, so this was just a moment in time, even if people backstage were panicking a little bit. And the main issue with the concept is that social media wasn't what it is today, but it now is that today, or was to that effect, so why don't we at least give it another go? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? It sucks, move on and do something else. For whatever reason, I don't think the WWE will do this, and really, given the last 12 months, do they need to? No, not really. They're totally on fire. Now please do click the video on the screen, which is 10 secrets to get a guaranteed pop in wrestling, because everyone likes a pop. Like the video, share the video and subscribe. Leave a comment below and just say, Simon, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'll be like, hey mum, and have a terrific day. That's the most important thing. And do the dance of joy. That's how we're going to end the video. See you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.